Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome. We got a great show for you today. Yes, we do. And folks, if you're wondering what this show's all about, you're turning the dial and say, wait a minute, don't turn anymore. We'll say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. would love to have you call in. If you can call in, this is a talk show. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. So wherever you're listening to, they say we're a global radio show now. And every Sunday, yeah, we have more than 1.2 to 1.5 million listeners listening to radio show every Sunday night. You know, they say that's a lot of folks, except one thing. To me, that's not very much. I'll tell you why. Because that means about 90-some percent of the blind population doesn't listen to the show, which is, I feel bad, because that's what the show's all about. 30% of our audience is sighted. That's right. 30% of our audience is sighted. So you folks listening that are sighted, welcome. We'd love to have you aboard. And tonight, before we get started, let me introduce you to the players. To my left, my beautiful and my smart co-host, my one, the only, Lynn Golder, my wife, who's so beautiful and smart.
Thank you, Michael. What happens if I sit on the right? That changes our whole intro.
Yeah.
But I'm on the left. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the February 5th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to have you with us.
And all the way, by the way, if you don't know, we're live from Orlando, Florida. And he's live from Winter Park, Florida. He's our, well, our friend, our buddy. Well, if we've been together now since 2012. Yes, he is. The one, the only, well, he calls himself Blind Man. I'm still known as Gary Sinclair. Co-host Gary Sinclair, are you there?
I certainly am there, Michael. Lynn, yes, I am on the right, Lynn. You're on the left. So welcome, everybody, back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Lynn's on the left. I'm on the right.
All right.
There
welcome,
you go.
Gary.
Co-host Gary Sinclair. And the only one in the studios tonight, all the way from Ocoee, Florida. He's turning those dials, and he's on our flagship radio station, our flagship. Well, Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris Shaw?
Lonely.
Almost forgot your name, Chris Shaw. It's been so long.
I'm so lonely.
Hey, that's good.
Right. Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing?
We're doing. How are you?
Did we
hear your daughters before in the background?
No. That was just some stuff that was playing, some music playing in the background.
We thought
your daughter could.
I was wondering why you were singing "So Lonely" because we thought the girls were there.
Yeah, no. We need some more cookies.
Okay,
buy some more cookies.
I'll shoot the link back over to you because I got to get them out my house because I'm getting 265 instead of staying at 255.
Oh yeah, you and me both. Jeez.
So if anybody want Girl Scout cookies, feel free to call me. I got you.
You still have the raspberry left?
Well, the raspberries are the only ones online. You have to order them online only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good cookies. They're good.
They are?
Chocolate raspberry. Yeah. Chocolate raspberry.
See, now I got to order
chocolate peanut butter is good, too, but chocolate raspberry is the best.
I got to order
anyway,
some.
Folks, listen, folks, this show is for you. So you can call up anytime you wish. Like to hear from you. That's what this show is all about. It's not just us talking. It's also you calling in. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you want to say something?
Well, I do. What else is new? Okay. Well, first of all, I have a couple of shout outs. I'd like to give a shout out to Tony Stevens at the American Foundation for the Blind. Hey, Tony. And also Eugene in Clearwater, Florida. Eugene, we hope you're feeling better. So those are my two shout outs. But I also wanted to mention while I have the spotlight here that February is Low Vision Awareness Month, if you didn't know that. And also, and this is so relevant to our co-hosts and our audience. Two of our co-hosts have retinitis pigmentosa, also known as RP. And February is the Retinitis Pigmentosa Awareness Month. And for people who have not heard of this disease, RP comprises of a group of inherited retinal diseases that cause progressive deterioration of the light sensing cells in the retina, which leads to significant visual impairment and blindness. So this is something that you're concerned about, look it up. And also Foundation Fighting Blindness, one of our wonderful sponsors, they have a gene tracker that you can sign up for. And they say that 100,000 people in the United States have RPs. So says the Foundation Fighting Blindness. So if you're interested, look them up, Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Gary.
No, I don't have any shout-outs, but I got a question for Chris. Is Chris still there?
And I got to ask you a question.
He better be there.
Yeah, I hadn't gone anywhere unless you need me to.
Well, we're talking about Girl Scout cookies. It's been on my mind for a bit of time. How come we don't see as many Girl Scouts at the stores anymore selling the cookies?
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I was out there last night. I was out there all day yesterday. We was at two locations, and my daughter kept telling me, "Dad, you too loud." But everybody kept coming to the table saying, "Hey, we appreciate you. Thank you." I told everybody, "You go in the store, get a gallon of milk, and get some ice cream, and come back and grab these Girl Scout cookies.
Absolutely,
to make you an ice cream sandwich."
Gary,
yes,
I got to ask you a question about RP.
Okay,
when did you first notice that you had a problem with your eyes?
When I was in the Navy in Puerto Rico, I worked in the brig at the time, and I had dinner time. I got to go home. It'd be daylight when I go home, but when I come back, I got to where I couldn't see to drive at night, and that was my first sign of retinitis pigmentosa. You lose your night vision.
You lost your night vision?
Yes. That's one of the first signs of it. You lose your night vision.
Next week, co-host Sheila Young will be on, and she has RP also, so she can.
Yeah, but I got to ask him a question about this. For those who don't know, when you say you lost your night vision, you lost your light, light.
Well, when dusk came dusk, like now, I have some light perception. I can't see nothing. I hold my hand in front of my face, I can't see nothing, but I can tell there's light and dark, and. When dusk comes on now, if it's a little bit dusk, it's completely midnight. Dark, dark, dark to me. So that's about what was happening there.
Oh. Gotcha. So for those folks who understand, you're talking about RP, that's what he got. That's what Gary has, RP.
I got one other thing, Michael, that's with the foundation of fighting blindness. As you know, they want to go back and check in your history and see, you know, so like I got my grandson, you know, whether I discussed this with them and asked, you know, I go get a checkup and find out, you know, my grandson, if he's got RP, you know, and I says, I wouldn't want to go through telling him, if he's going to get it, he gets it and know at the time that he's going to get it, because I don't want to sit there and worry him through his whole growing up stages where, I'm going blind in the future. That's something you have to keep worrying about every day. I mean, if it does hit you, well, then fortunately you have to contend with it now. But to grow up worrying about it every day for many years, I don't think that's fair.
Well, that's why everybody has an opinion. That's why it's people, that's why they want the tracker. And you saying that you don't want your kids to know, and other people want them to know. Yep.
Yep. So if other people want to call in,
you can't prevent it.
If anybody wants to call in and make a comment on that, I'd appreciate it.
It doesn't prevent it.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. By the way, folks, just so you'll know, this show, we started this radio show for a purpose. The purpose was to entertain the vision impaired and blind. That's true. And then we wanted to get involved the sighted folks to listen to the show, which is wonderful. We have 30% of our audience now sighted. And we wanted to educate. We wanted to inform. We wanted to focus. And we wanted to also get people jobs. So all those are all the missions of this radio show, to entertain, to educate, to focus on the people that are sighted, people of vision impaired and the blind, because most people that are sighted don't know a blind person. And that's what this show is all about, to educate them on people like us, Gary and myself, that are blind. Let them know that we are out there. We have a purpose. We're doing things. And that's what this show is all about. What, Lynn?
Break.
We're going to a break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to break. Don't be away. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week, I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's my pleasure to offer. to introduce our first guest for the night, and we'd like to welcome Dominic Petrillo. And Dominic happens to be a sports writer from the Philadelphia area. Welcome, Dominic.
Yes, thank you, Lynn, for having me here. It's great to be here.
Welcome, Dominic.
Hello, Dominic. Hello, Dominic.
How are you? And Chris, I was here. I was on a little bit earlier, and I heard that your daughter is selling Girl Scout cookies. And being in New Jersey here, we're not allowed to have them outside at stores right now. So I'm going to need you to email me your link so that I can buy some online and get them sent to me.
Oh, that's great.
Very nice.
You send it to me and I'll send it to you, I guess. Or you can give me, wait, I have your email. I'll give it to Chris. I just remembered.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds great.
That's great. Okay. Michael, you're up.
So if you would, Dominic, could you tell the people about yourself before we even get started? Tell people about yourself, a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, I'm 42 years old. I'm a sports writer. I actually started writing after I went blind 10 years ago. I live in and around Philadelphia my entire life. I actually work for the Philadelphia Eagles right now. I write all their game previews as well as some feature articles about their cheerleaders and things surrounding the cheerleading squad. I also write for The Athletic, and I write for sportsbookwire.com. which is presented by USA Today, or yeah, by USA Today. I'm trying to get out there and do whatever I can in writing.
So you went blind 10 years ago?
Yes, 10 years ago from diabetic retinopathy in 2012.
And when did you start writing?
2016.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I'm impressed. Especially that you write for the Eagles. That's my team. The Philadelphia Eagles. Go Eagles. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Go Eagles. They just landed out in Phoenix about an hour and a half ago. So they're out there. They're set to go.
So here you didn't let – we talk about this all the time. You're one of the folks who didn't let it get you down, the blindness. You started something, and now you're really a part of the community writing about something that people love, and that's sports.
Yeah, that's – and I actually went the opposite way. Growing up, I was very depressed. From the age of 10, I knew I had depression. You know, there were some suicide attempts in there and everything. And then once I went blind, I actually got more positive and decided I was going to do something with my life that, you know, diabetes and everything should have and could have killed me. And it didn't. It just took my eyesight. So there had to be a reason. So I decided to use writing, which I always loved, and sports, which I always loved, to get my story out there. So that's why I reached out to as many people as I could. The Eagles have been willing to give me a chance, and I'm able to, you know, use my platform with them as well as The Athletic, and, you know, get my story out there and try and help as many people as I can. And that's what I decided I wanted to do.
That's fabulous. I cannot believe it. The Eagles are, I always knew the Eagles were great, but now you're even making me sound even greater that they give a person like yourself a shot.
What is The Athletic, Dominic?
The Athletic is a huge sports website. It's like ESPN. They do stories and stuff about all different sports. It's actually one of the biggest websites out there now. It competes with ESPN, you know, Sports Illustrated, platforms like that.
I see.
So let me ask you a question.
Wait
a second, Gary. I got to ask a question. It's a very important question. Dominic, do you find, as a blind person myself, I don't like watching sports on television. I like, for instance, when I listen to the Eagles, they're on television, but I'd rather listen to Merrill Reese, on the radio, because I get more out of it because he explains more of what's happening. Don't you feel the same thing when you listen to Merrill?
I actually have only listened to him once or twice. I usually do watch it on TV just because my sister loves the foot team as well, so we both watch it together usually. But when I do listen to it on the radio, that is certain. They certainly are able to explain it better because they're almost explaining it for somebody who's blind, because basically when you're listening to it on the radio, you are blind because you don't see what's going on. So they're able to explain it a lot better than the people that are doing it from the TV aspect.
Yeah, because when I watch television on sports, I don't like it because they, like when the Eagles, the guy goes to the left, he goes to the right, they don't talk. They expect your eyes to do the talking. And meanwhile, listen to Merrill Reese, he tells you, oh, he's going to the left, he's going to the right, he's doing this, he's doing that. It's much more interesting.
Absolutely.
Gary,
a question?
Sure.
Yeah, Dominic, this is Gary. My question to you is, now you all of a sudden went blind and you knew it was going blind, but now that you're a writer and everything, what you do, have to take a crash course in Braille, and then you have to keep up with taking notes and everything else?
Yeah, Braille is very difficult for me because my eyesight came from loss came from diabetes, so that also came with neuropathy. So I have very little fingers and feeling in my fingers. Braille can be difficult for me. Like sometimes I get, I don't know if it's an actual term, but I call them phantom dots, where like if I have mm-hmm. If I'm feeling an A and then I move over to the next letter, my finger's still a little bit indented from feeling that A. So then I add that one dot, and, you know, things like that. I can do Braille. I only can do non-contracted. I can't really do contracted at this point. But if I do interviews and things like that, like I actually was able to interview Bruce Arians. He's actually become a good friend of mine. I asked him if he'd be willing to do an email interview, and he said, no, he doesn't like to write, but that if I'd be willing to do it on the phone, he would do it over the phone. So I ended up just recording it. So I end up recording it, or I send emails, like for the cheerleaders for the articles. I get the email, the Eagles give me the cheerleaders' email addresses, and I email them the questions, and then they write back the responses to me. And then I just use the emails to do to have my notes and then do the articles.
A lot of work.
If I wanted to read what you're writing about, how would I read about it?
Yeah, you can either, if depending on which ones, like the Athletic, I haven't done an article for them since August, but the ones
I'm talking about the Eagles, that's what I care about. Eagles.
Yeah. But yeah, the Eagles, you'd go, just go, it's right on their main website. So it's PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And you can look up, there's different sections for the website. You can look up the game preview articles, and that they're all me. I actually just did one for the Super Bowl. I sent it over to them yesterday. So it should probably be out tomorrow or Tuesday. And then for the cheerleader articles, there's a section called cheerleaders, and you can look at the articles in there, and it'll have all my different articles in there that I've done throughout the year. The last one I did for them, for the cheerleaders, was talking about the George Washington High School cheerleading squad, who actually just got sent to nationals as one of the best cheerleading squads in the country. And they were able to practice with the Eagles cheerleaders on the field during the January 1st game against the Saints.
That's fantastic. So tell me this, as a blind person, now that you're writing, do you ever go to any of the games in person?
The only game I've actually ever been to was, I want to say it was about 15, 16 years ago now. It was 2007, I think. And it was the game at the Vet where the Eagles beat the Giants to win the division. And that's actually the only game I've ever been to.
And you were blind at the time?
No, I could still see at that time.
You could still see. The reason why I'm asking that question, as a blind person, I don't like going to the games in person because I don't get enough out of it. Because the only, as I said, the only way I get something out of it is listen to Merle Reese or on the radio, because in person, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they do have most of the stadiums now do have audio description, like when you go to the movies and you get the little earbuds and stuff. They actually do have that at most of the stadiums. I've heard that some are better than others. I actually have a friend of mine who works for Freedom Scientific, works for JAWS, and he said that like the Washington, D.C. stadium is actually very good. When it comes to that, it's, you know, right up basically in sync with the play on the field. But he said that like the Philadelphia stadiums and some other ones, it's like 30 seconds delayed. So you'll be hearing cheering and stuff in the stands. And then you won't hear for 30 seconds that they got a big play or a touchdown or something.
I have a question for you. Chris, are you listening?
All day, every day. This is amazing.
Okay, well, I read an article about that Dominic wrote. And he refers back to when he was sighted watching the Fog Bowl between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
What year was that?
I want to say that was 1988 or 89,
yeah,
I believe.
It was that 88-89 season, right around Walter Payton getting ready to come out somewhat sort of in a way.
I just remember coming, I was at my friend's house. I came home halfway through the game and I turned it on and the whole screen was gray. And I yelled to my grandparents because we were living in my grandparents' house at the time. I said, the TV down here is not working. And they said, no, that's the stadium.
Right.
Well, Chris's team is the Chicago Bears, Dominic. That's why I mentioned it.
Hey, Dominic, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Now, listen, you a football fanatic or are you just an Eagles fan?
Football, college football, and NFL football. I'm an Eagles fan, but especially since starting to write about it and everything, I more go for the story now than I do the team. I've been a Saints fan actually since 1991 as well.
Okay. Oh, that's happy. Sheila's happy. He's a Saints fan.
All right. So, in your writing, how difficult is it for you to write without being eligible to see full-fledged action?
It can be difficult, but I tend to go by the stats and everything, which kind of in a way can make it easier as well. Because like when you watch a game, you see, well, you're a Chicago fan, so you'll see maybe Matt Forte have like a 90-yard run and then have like 20 rushes of like 1 yard. And it's like, oh, man, he had 21 rushes for 100 yards. That's or 110 yards. That's amazing. And then you look, when I look at it, it's, well, yeah, he had that, but you think he did great because you see a 90-yard run. I'm like, well, he had actually averaged 5 yards per carry. Yeah, that's not the greatest. So a lot of times looking at the stats is more effective than just being mesmerized by one, great run or by one great Odell Beckham catch. Like in the, obviously his rookie year catch that everybody thinks like the best ever. And turns out that, yes, he's a great receiver, but he never lived up to what he could have been. So it's kind of better to look at the stats as a whole than it is to look at one amazing play.
Right. I agree. I know where you're coming from.
Interrupt you. I have to interrupt. I want our audience to listen to what Dominic's saying, because I think they may be missing it. We're talking to a blind man, and he's talking about sports. Now, all you folks out there that are blind and say, oh, I can't listen to sports, I don't know about sports, it's not interesting. Well, the point is, Dominic, it makes a big part of your life. Is that correct? It gives you a purpose. Is that correct, Dominic?
Absolutely. When friends and other, when, you know, family and some friends were leaving and saying, well, I'm not going to deal with your disability, sports was always there for me.
You had friends leaving you? They deserted you?
Oh, yeah. I had a friend tell me, I'm not going to deal with your disability.
Oh, well, then he wasn't a friend.
He wasn't a friend.
That's awful.
Yep.
He wasn't a friend.
Yep.
It's like a lot of...
Yes, I'm there, Michael. If anybody wants to call in quickly and talk to Dominic, it's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Dominic, a lot of people that are married, the spouse leaves them because of the same thing. They don't want to put up with a person who's blind, and that's terrible, too. It's a disgrace.
It is when you hear about it for people leaving because of, you know, because of blindness or because they get disabled in a car accident or what have you, and they just can't deal with it, and they ended up leaving over it.
Dominic, I'd like to hold you over because basically, Dominic, I know we have other things to discuss, and I'd like to go to a quick break and come right back and talk to you some more, and people can call in and ask you some questions. I'd like to hold you over, Brian. Is that okay with you, Brian, Dominic?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to hold Dominic over. We're going to go to a short break. We'll come right back. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Suffer from dry, tired, scratchy, or irritated eyes? Are you tired of putting in eye drops which burn, sting, or messy and not covered by insurance? Do you suffer from dry skin or dry mouth too? If so, welcome to the world's first and only omega-7 based eye moisture supplement, Dry Eye Comfort by Itamins. Itamins are vitamins for dry eyes. They are all natural, ophthalmologist formulated, and clinically proven to help moisturize your eyes all day long and reduce the hassle of putting in eye drops. Itamins features organic sea buckthorn seed and fruit oil containing omega 3, 7, 9, and over 200 bioactive nutrients for health, beauty, and moisture support. Head over to itamins.co today and start experiencing relief. We're so confident you'll love it that we have a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. Get dry eye comfort at itamins.co today. Click on the Itamins button on the blindandbeyondradioshow.org sponsor page.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Dominic Petrillo. Dominic is a sports writer. He's blind. And let me just say, he has a positive, unbelievable attitude. Brian, what else can you tell us about yourself? Dominic. I got Brian on my mind because my son's blind. He loves football, too.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I've been blind for the past 10 years. For the past 2 years, I've actually been on kidney dialysis. I'm in final stage kidney failure. So I'm actually on the kidney transplant waiting list at the moment as well. So I do all my dialysis at first thing in the morning. I go at 5 o'clock, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, get home about 10. That way I can finish, even when I'm tired and stuff, I do my articles after I get home so I can get them done. You know, and just wait, like I said, I'm waiting on the kidney transplant list. I've had three people reach out to me wanting to be donors. Unfortunately, all three of them have been disqualified for different reasons. So now I'm looking for a fourth donor so I can find my own donor. That way I won't have to wait the 6 years that on average that it takes to find a kidney donor.
What is your blood type?
Stop. Wait a minute. You got all this going on. And you still got time to write?
Well, yeah, like I said, that's why I try and go to dialysis first thing in the morning. That way, like when I get home, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to dialysis. So I'm exhausted when I get home, but at least that way I get home at about 10 in the morning and then I have the rest of the day to write my articles and stuff. So yeah, I go in, like I said, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, do my 4 hours dialysis, come home, and then I do my articles in the afternoon and then I do other articles on my, whatever you call it, off days on, like, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
All right. So
is that unbelievable, fans? Are you listening to what this man is saying?
I'm apologizing to everybody. I don't want to hear nobody else complain how tired they are after listening to Dominique and what he goes through.
No.
I apologize for myself because I know I get tired, but God, Dominique, I got kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dominic, this is Gary.
Yes.
This is Gary. I've been on transportation here in Orlando for many years, and I've picked up many, many people from dialysis. And those are the most miserable people coming on the bus or going to the place. They're just exhausted. And I hand it to you because, man, that's a lot. Those people are just terrible shape. They're not even happy. How you come out of it again.
Yeah, I heard Chris, when we were coming on, say that he probably went from 255 to 265 pounds with all the cookies he's been eating with his daughter. And every day when I go to dialysis, I basically go from 280 to 270 because they take about 10 or 12 pounds off of me every time I go there just from the fluid that comes on each time. So just imagine getting 10 pounds taken off of you, you know, every day. Mm. So you get tired, you get drained, you get dehydrated and, you know, everything else. But it's what we have to do to live. And, you know, I'm willing to do this because I know I need it to live. It's going to help with my story to try and help other people. It's going to give me another group of people to help. I can help people that have diabetes, whether they have depression, whether they're blind or whether they're going through a kidney or some kind of transplant. So it's just going to be another group of people to be able to help, you know, to reach out to and try and help with my story and with my articles and everything. So it adds to my story and helps me be able to reach more people.
Dominic, well, I have to interrupt.
I got one more
thing.
Wait,
Gary, I have to interrupt everybody. I hope our audience is listening to every word Dominic is saying because it's unbelievable. Dominic, my hat's off to you because I know I'm blind and I got other things going on in my life. I start tomorrow going back to the oxygen chamber and I have my own thing. But listening to you, God bless you. And I only wish you the best. By the way, we also know other people that are going through dialysis too. There's a gentleman named Larry in West Palm Beach, and he goes through dialysis
in years
he's been going through, and he goes through the same thing, and he puts up with it, and he lives a normal life other than going through what you're going through. So I'm just telling you, it's phenomenal that you're going through. When I say phenomenal, I'm saying you're upbeat. You could be down.
Yeah.
You could be doing all kinds of terrible things to yourself, but no, you have a positive attitude, and I want our audience to listen. He needs your help. There's somebody out there listening to him, wherever you are in this world. What is your blood type, Dominic?
Yeah, and I appreciate that. You know, I spent 32 years of my life being depressed, and I decided after I went blind that I was going to try and be more positive, and it's really been a big help. But I'm A negative, so anybody who's A or O, it doesn't, the negative or positive actually doesn't matter. As long as they're A or O, they could be qualified. And, you know, if you want to reach out to me directly, I can email you some information. You can reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is Envision, which is E-N-V-I-S-I-O-N, and then F-F for fantasy football. So it's Envision F-F on Twitter.
Or you can write to Michael at BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org, and I'll put you in touch. Wait a minute, Gary. I'll put him in touch. If you want to write to me, Michael at BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org, and I'll put anyone in touch with Dominic. Those who can't, if he didn't hear what he said, we'll have him repeat himself in a second. But he could use your help. If you have a kidney, if you got two kidneys, you can still live with one kidney, folks, just so you'll know. You have two kidneys, and you can live with one kidney. My sister has one kidney. She's been living a long, long life. And she's my age, and she's been living, I guess, about the last 30 years with one kidney. So you can live a long life with one kidney. Gary has something. Well, we don't want to say Gary.
I just want to say I pray that somebody on this radio show is listening and comes to help.
Well, that would be fantastic if he could.
Yeah, even if you can't help me, anybody who's willing to be a donor, you can definitely make a difference for, you know, somebody out there. Because and there is also a program called, it's like a buddy program or a share program, where if somebody reaches out for me and they're not a match for me, but they're a match for somebody else, and absolutely, that person has a match for me, then we can swap donors, and then I still get a kidney and the other person gets a kidney as well.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on, Dominic. We'll have to have you back, Dominic, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, anytime.
We'll give your contact
information. Give your contact again, Dominic. Nice and slow. Sure. Give it nice and slow.
Sure. You can reach me on Twitter at Envision. That's E-N-V-I-S-I-O-N-F-F for fantasy football. So it's Envision F-F. And you can, that's Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you, Dominic.
They can write to us.
They can write to us, Michael at BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org.
On a lighter note, I sent your email address to Chris, so I'm sure he'll be sending you a link for the Girl Scout cookies.
All right, sounds great. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Keep plugging on, buddy. Keep plugging on.
Yeah, keep plugging. Go Eagles. Go Eagles.
Yes, go Eagles.
Good night. Good night, Dominic.
Good night.
Was that a story, folks? Was that a story? There's an upbeat gentleman. You listen to the Blind Me on Radio Show. This is an upbeat gentleman who went blind, who's now writing for the Philadelphia Eagles and writes for other places as well, makes his living from writing, and has a pretty much a normal life. And besides all that, he goes to dialysis 3 times a week and he needs a kidney. Maybe you can help him. That's unbelievable. We can come back. We're going to break. We're going to come back and we'll go right to Gary's trivia. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Gary's trivia.
We want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. That was some interview with Dominic Petrillo. That was some interview with Dominic. And you folks are talking about, I'm blind. Yeah, well, I'm blind, too. And the point is, see, people can do things if they want to learn, if they want to do. Doesn't make a difference if you're blind. You can still do things. Shows you a person right here who's blind. And he's got all the other problems, too. And he's still working. He's still going on about his life, and he's got a positive attitude. You hear that positive attitude? Unbelievable. Right now, it's trivia time with Gary. Gary, you're up.
Trivia time. All right, I've got a good trivia question. Before that, Michael, I had a discussion earlier today, and I had a question that I was going to ask. Michael said it'd be too hard. But if you want to, just call in and be no prize. I just want to know if somebody knows the name of our first show that we're on. But for tonight's trivia question now for prize will be, what president of the United States was a general in the United States? That's my question.
He was the last president.
That's what I was trying to say. The last president in the United States to be a general. It's pretty easy if you stop and think about it. So, come on. Somebody's got to win this one. It's pretty easy.
Come on. That's too easy.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Everybody knew it was Colin Powell.
Yeah, well, it was before you were born, Chris.
No, it was Colin Powell. Everybody knows that.
Last president.
Well, we'll Last see. President. We'll see.
407-894-1680. I think we have a caller calling on the line. Not about this, but something else.
Yep. We got our good friend, the one and only, all the way from the country music state itself, Tennessee, that Listen.
We know who that is.
Yeah. Kelly, how you doing?
Kelly.
I'm doing good. Chris, I can hear you good, but the rest of the folks are very muffled on my end. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, thank you.
I understand what they're saying.
Is it cold, Kelly?
Yeah, I can't understand. You sound, the sound quality is really not good on my end. I can't hear you. But what I wanted to say was I had a customer or a client in Florida that she was on dialysis, and she worked two jobs, and they were both like standing up jobs on your feet all day. And one of them, I went to do a job analysis, and it was in a really crowded, like, kitchen, a hotel, or at a I think it was at an assisted living, but it was a small, crowded kitchen, and she was on her feet all day. And I thought, wow, like, she's on dialysis, and she's working not one but two jobs on her feet all day.
That's amazing.
And she was an older lady, probably in her.
She was blind too. She was blind too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was. Oh, she was blind too. Wow.
I think low vision, but yeah, I mean, nonetheless, you know, she still did it.
That's something.
It's amazing that you want to do something.
Well, thanks for calling in, Kelly. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Do we have any new callers calling in for what Gary, his trivia? Easy question. for those that know presidents. 407-894-1680. Think you know it? Call in.
There's been more than one.
Oh, there's been a lot of presidents that were generals. I'm talking about the last president.
Right, the last one. Yeah.
First general was George Washington.
Yeah, yeah. How do you have one help? He was bald.
Yeah, well, they don't know that. A lot of people don't know. I can give him a big hint. I can give you a big hint.
Okay. All right. I do got some callers. I do have a few callers on the phone line. All right.
Any new callers?
All right. No new callers. No new callers. You ready?
Yep. Who is it?
All right.
So
we have calling all the way from Wellington, Florida. Tony from Wellington, Florida.
I think he's on the list.
I'm trying to go through the list and talk to you at the same time. I also have Preston from West Palm Beach, and I have Arnold from Stuart, Florida.
I believe Arnold is on the list, too.
Yeah, I think he is, too. Yes, I'm looking at it.
Let's hear from Preston.
All righty, so let's go to Preston.
Explain the list, what we're talking about.
People, we're talking about on the list, so you'll understand something. You're on the list. If you won in the last 30 days, you can't call in again for a prize because you already won. If you didn't win, you can call in. But if you won the last 30 days, you have to wait 31 days before you can call in again.
Don't be on the bad list.
You have to wait 31 days if you won to call in again.
Right. All right. So let's go forward. We got our good friend, our fellow partner in crime in the radio field down in the Palm Beach area. Preston, how you doing?
Hi, Preston.
Hey everybody. Preston. How you guys doing? It's me.
Hey, Preston.
How's everyone doing?
We're doing fine.
I think I may have the answer to this one.
Okay, that's your
question. I hope so.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. How did you know that?
I'm a nerd.
he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway. That's right, Dwight D. Eisenhower. I was going to give a hint with Mamie Eisenhower. See if anybody ever heard of Mamie.
Yeah, see, I was just going to say, hey, if you know who Colin Powell is, you know that he wasn't the one.
Okay, so Preston, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Congratulations.
So Preston, did you know it? Preston, did you know he was bald?
Was he bald?
Yeah.
Did you know he's bald, Preston?
People don't know he was the last president to be general. He was the last general, 1950.
Yep, that's right.
Eisenhower was the president before Kennedy.
Hey, Preston, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up. Hold on one moment.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your call, Preston.
So Arnold wanted to say something real quick, even though
Let Arnold on. Let Arnold
He wanted on. To say something.
We'll say hello to Arnold.
All right, Arnold. Are you there, Arnold?
Yes, I'm right back.
Hey, Arnold.
All right, so Arnold just gave me some surprising information, and this I didn't know. So I know Dave is probably listening and will probably love to chit chat with you as well. Arnold, go ahead and tell the people what you were telling me over the phone line.
I just called to talk to you.
Oh, okay, I got it. Oh,
I just called to talk to him.
Yeah,
okay.
he called to talk to me. Well, he was telling
me you're important, Chris.
But he's a musician. Yeah, Arnold's a musician.
No kidding. He never told us.
What do you play, Arnold? What do you play?
Yeah, he plays. Arnold, you play the keyboard or the organ, or you just play key? Okay, so he played the keys.
I had a bunch of Hammond organs. I played in a couple of black churches, and I also play keyboard.
Okay,
no kidding.
I'm gonna have to get with you because I beatbox.
There you go.
But no, seriously, I play. I can play the drums.
Well, not me.
Hey, Arnold, appreciate you. Thank you so much, Arnold.
Thanks for calling in, Arnold. Appreciate the call.
Okay. And I enjoy the show.
Thank you. Sunday night. We're glad you enjoy it.
Glad you enjoy the show, Arnold. Keep on calling in. Keep on listening.
Okay, will do.
You know,
thank you, Arnold.
Hey, Michael.
What?
Michael, I want to tell Chris that, you know, taking the instruments, and Michael, I think you know, but I'm probably one of the very few that play the bugle and play taps. There's not many real bugle players out there anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, I still got. Did you want to say hi to Tony?
Sure. Absolutely, want to say hello to Tony.
We can say hello to Tony, of course. It's his show.
Hello.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Yeah,
hey,
good.
Tony.
Hey, I bet you they don't know. Ask him what was Dwight Eisenhower's. What did the D stand for? And what kind of what star? What how many stars did he was he as a general?
He was a five star.
Yeah, five star. Yep, he was five star.
As far as I know, he was the last five star general. Last one.
And
I don't know.
What did the D stand for?
David.
Determination.
No, David. His middle name was David.
Oh, mine's Gary D, and I said, yeah, D for dummy.
No, no.
I can't hear you. Breaking up.
He said D, it was for Douglas. The D was for Douglas.
Oh, Douglas. I thought David.
No, David was the son, I think.
Now you have some sheriffs down here, five star. He was the last five star general.
Who was the last five star?
It was
General Bradley. General Bradley was the last.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. But not a president.
And he was the president before John F. Kennedy.
Right.
Really?
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley was the president?
No, he was never president.
No. Bradley wasn't the last.
It's called five star calls. It's called a general of the armies.
Okay.
We're going to break. Thanks for calling in, Tony. Appreciate it so much. Thanks. Appreciate it. We're going to break.
Take care, buddy.
You too.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.